All right. We've all been there. We've all put our wrong passcode into phones. Or if we have the kids play with our phones, they punch it in, wrong, and we get locked out. What the hell has happened in China?
So this woman in China has given her her phone to a toddler. You know, and we've all done that as parents. I don't care what you think, if you're narky about parents giving their kids phones. There's times when it just has to happen. You're waiting for a doctor, whatever it is.
100%.
And this child has put that passcode in so many times that it's come up and said, not locked for 1 minute, try again in 5 minutes, try again in 10, try again in 25 million minutes. That's 47 years.
What? How does that happen?
Now, I've looked into this in greater detail over the last few days, and it turns out the average iPhone can't do that. The average iPhone actually locks completely after the 10th time, and you have to either connect it to a computer or go to Apple. But on this occasion, this person probably had what we call a jailbroken phone, so they've actually installed software to kind of bypass Apple, and one of the tricks Apple's got to fight that is this extension of the minutes. My favourite thought about this, though, Ben, is, you know, as I said, the number, the time period goes up every time you get it wrong. Imagine in 47 years, you've put the phone in a time capsule and you forget to put the passcode in. And they open up and they go, well, this is, let's look back in history. And they put the passcode in wrong. It says, try again in 50 years.
Again, with no passcode. Oh, yeah. Your mind works in mysterious ways, mate.
I'm a simple man.
Very, very simple man. Not as simple as Neil, though, but right up there. Trevor, been an absolute pleasure, mate. Let's do it again next week. Trevor Long, our tech expert, five away from four.